singing that song, We Shall Overcome, has become, I'm afraid, a little bit too trite, unfortunately. In 1982, my first time I practiced Vortex Resistance, we had the whole group there in Milwaukee. And at a certain point, I had been in delivering my papers to the IRS. I came out and they were singing We Shall Overcome, which is a wonderful song, don't get me wrong there. But I was saying, no, we missed an opportunity. We should have been singing America the Beautiful. And it's got the great verses, if you know enough of them, yes, about correcting our ways. And if you sing America the Beautiful, how can someone who thinks they're on the other side, because we're really on the same side, they can all of a sudden say, wait a minute. And they'll stop and the conversation will begin, which I think you're a great conversation beginner.
Well, the interesting thing about We Shall Overcome being trite is that people think that everybody sings it, so nobody sings it. I remember the Soviet tour that I was speaking about last night when my friend Gregory Gladkov and I, we had just completed our last concert. We were in Smolensk, which is in Belarusia. And there were a group of young musicians that we had met there, and they saw us to the train station. And as our train was pulling out, they were sitting on the side of the track singing, We Shall Overcome, to us. And they weren't singing it for us. They were singing it for themselves. This is in 1991. I mean, a week later, the Soviet Union didn't exist anymore.